After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
I'd never heard anything like that before. There was no mind. There was no thought about singing beautifully. It was total rock and roll devotion. It was total immersion in the chanting.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas' podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Devi Kapanarti Hare Prasida Prasida Mata Jagato Khilasya Prasida Vishveshwari Pahi Vishwam Twamishwari Devi Characharasya Adharabhuta Jagatsumeka Mahishtvarupena Yatat Stitasi Apamaswarup Stitaya Twaya Tapiayate Kritsnam Langaviri Tvam Vaishnavishakti Rananta Virya Vishvasya Bijam Paramasimaya Samoitam Devi Samastametatvam Tvam Vai Prasana Bhukti Mukti Hetu vidya samastasta devi bheda stiya samasta sakala jagatsu tvaya kaya puritam ambeyata kate stutistavya para parokti Sarvabhutayada Devi Bhukti Mukti Pradayani Tvam Stuta Stute Kava Pavantu Paramoktaya Sarvasya Budhirupena Janasya Hrde Samstite Swarga Parvarga Devi Narayani namostute Narayani namostute Kalakashtadirupena Parinam pradayani Vishwasya parato shakti Narayani namostute Narayani namostute Sarva mangala mangale Shive sarvartha sadike Sharanye Trambake gauri Narayani namostute Narayani Namostute Srishti Stiti Vinashana Shakti Bhute Sanatani Gunashraye Gunamaye Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Sharanagat dinartha paritrana parayane sarvasyarti hare devi narayani namostute narayani namostute shankh chakra gada sharanga Krihita Paramayudhe Prasida Vaishnavi Rupe Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Trishura Chandra Hidhare Mahavrishabha Vahini Maheshwari Swarupena Narayani namostute Narayani namostute Tanchrada Krala Vadane Shiromala Vibhushani Chamande Mandamatane Narayani namostute Narayani Namostute Lakshmi Laje Mahavidye Shradhe Pushti Swade Dhruve Maharatri Mahamaye Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Nedhe Sarasvati Vare Bhutti Vabra Vithamasi Niyatetram Prasideshe Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Sarva Badha Binir Mukto Dhana Dhanya Satanato Manushyo Mat Prasadheno Bhavishyati na sanshaya, narayani namostute, narayani namostute. Jaya Jagana Sita Radhe, Jaya Jagambe Sita Radhe, Kali Durge Namo Namo, Kali
Durga Tinashani.
I've mentioned this many times, but I really learned to sing. First real chanting I heard was was in the temple. And it was during Durga Puja, 1971. Maybe it was 72, because I was living there. So it was the first time I really heard the Maas chant. That's what it was. They had a room where they went after Maharaji retired for the night. All the Maas got together. And since it was Durga Puja time, they were they stayed in the temple for the 10-day puja. It was a very rare opportunity for them to be away from their homes for so long. And so after Maharaji retired or went to his room, they all gathered in this one room and they chanted, they partied all night long. It was unbelievable, the incredible energy. It was, and every once in a while, one of the Maas would like scream probably and fall over, you know. It was really amazing to hear that. I had never heard anything like that before. There was no mind. There was no thought about singing beautifully. It was total rock and roll devotion. It was total immersion in the chanting. Most of them were very simple people. They weren't educated much. And they had that connection to the earth. They had that connection to the heart. This was a long time ago, you know, up in the mountains. And the culture in the mountains was many years behind the culture down on the plains. There's only one road that went up into the hills from Delhi. So they didn't get a lot of the fancy new stuff and fancy ideas that were coming into India at that point, into the cities. So they're very simple village people. And I really learned a lot from that. All right, so let's look at the questions. I love the new mantra at the Hanuman immersion weekend at the end of January. The mantra was Om Hum Hanumate Nama. Is Hedy working on a lockdown album? I don't know. Am I? I don't know. Maybe. Has every soul in photographs in your room left their body? Oh, my God. Not everyone, most of them. There are a couple of lamas on this side, Tibetan lamas that are still in their bodies. Very wonderful, great lamas, Mingyi Rinpoche, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Sokni Rinpoche, one of my teachers also. But other than that, all these other beings are no longer in the bodies as far as I know. At least they're not in the bodies that I know. What is the point to live in this world when greed and unconscious people have it all? I mean, don't feel to fight stupidity. This world is hopeless. What is the answer from self-realized beings above all? It's a little I don't really understand what you're saying here. Don't feel to fight stupidity. You mean you don't feel that you want to fight with stupidity? The world is hopeless. What is the answer? Well, the world is not hopeless. Not at all. The way things are right now, first of all, there's the world karma and the individual's karma. The world karma is the sum of all the individuals, and as well as all the everything that those individuals have done in all their past lives. That's what creates the atmosphere that we live in this world. And these horrific things that are happening, they say, are happening because of the negativity in our own minds and hearts. The anger, the aggression, the pain, the hatred in the hearts of the people in the world. But not everybody is like that. And one still has many choices one can make to help oneself overcome anger, aggression, selfishness, greed. That's why we're here, to do that work on ourselves. Because in so-called Eastern religions, they talk about rebirth, and that one's next birth is very much affected by how we live in this one. The choices we make, how we live, how we treat others, how we treat ourselves, how we go through our day, all that creates, has a lot to do with creating what arises in the so-called future. That's the point of living, is to find the real love that lives within us, and when possible, to help others find that love. So the intensity of your reaction right now is understandable for sure, because it looks pretty shitty most of the time. But you have to see, that's when you look out, but when you look in, you have the opportunity of noticing that everything you said is a thought, is an emotional reaction to something that you think is outside of yourself. And our work is to lighten up and thin out those emotional reactions, those knee-jerk reactions we have to people, to other people, and the things that are happening in the world. And if there was somewhere else to go, then it would be different. We could buy a ticket to some other universe. But there is no other place to go. We are here, and we're always going to be here. Even after this body burns out, we will be here, and a new form will arise. And that new form that arises is very seriously influenced by how we lived this life. Somebody's asking me how I discern when it is safe for me to chant with others, friends and family, and then public. I ask because I'm trying to discern that for myself, locally, to start. I never think of it that way. I don't even know how to respond. Safe from what? Safe from being judged by other people? I'm always judged by other people. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. I sing because I sing to the real love. I sing to my guru. I sing to my own heart and to the hearts of everyone, I hope. And I don't sing in order to get a reaction from other people. I sing to save my own heart. And that's my practice, and I share it with other people. If someone doesn't like it, they don't have to come. But your question shows that you're not thinking about this properly. This is your spiritual practice. This should be your spiritual practice. Chanting is not entertainment. It's not something you do for other people. It's something you do for yourself, and you share that with other people. And because you're doing it for yourself, they get the chance to do it for themselves. If I was sitting here trying to get you off and give you some kind of experience, you would feel that, and that manipulation would close your heart. So I just sing, as Siddhima always said to me, Krishnadas, sing to the saints on top of that hill over there, because there was in Kenchi, there was a hill where they say some very ancient saints lived still, thousands of years. The point was, you don't sing to people. You could say possibly that you sing to souls, but even that is too much to be thinking about when you're chanting. When you're chanting, you're not thinking about nothing. So this is spiritual practice. It's not popular music. It's not even unpopular music. It's chanting, which is meditation. And this particular form of meditation is done this way. I think maybe also you're saying, well, you don't want other people to like feel imposed on if you're chanting, or you don't want to do something that somebody's not ready for. That's too much thinking. And it shows that you're not, I apologize, but I'm just going to say that it shows that you're not really thinking clearly about this practice. This practice is what's going to save you if you do it. What's going to help you transcend the stories and that you tell yourself about yourself, the way you define yourself, how you limit yourself, how you hurt yourself, how you see yourself. It's going to change all that if you do it as a practice. If you do it for other people, before you've rooted yourself in the practice, you're going to have problems. It's going to create a lot of pride, maybe, in you. Subtle spiritual ego. Look how great I am. I'm chanting with people. This happens to everybody. It happened to me. So, please, this is your practice. You can do it anytime, anywhere. If people want to sing with you, God will send them. You don't need to go look for them. They'll be drawn to you. If that's the karma of the situation. So don't quit your day job. Okay? A lot of spiritual people, I don't know why that's in quotes, are against gurus and point to stories of abuse and fraud. Have you met any gurus like this? And offer any advice on how to discern the good from the bad? Well, yeah, I met quite a few. Anybody who tells you that they know better than you what you should be doing, you should run the other way. Anybody who tells you that you have to listen to them and not listen to your own intuition, you should run the other way. You have to listen to your heart. You have to listen to your own feelings about things. If you find yourself giving yourself away to somebody else because you think they may know more about you than you know about yourself, and they may know better what you should be doing, do some therapy. because nobody knows better than you. My own guru never told us what to do. He never told us what. He didn't tell me to chant with people. I had to find out what I needed to do for me. So you have to really be honest with yourself about, one has to be honest with themselves about what they want to get from a teacher or a guru. Of course, those are two different things, but Westerners don't really know the difference. If you're just trying to become a part of a group because you're lonely and you want friends and companionship, and there's a nice satsang around this guru, this teacher, you know, that's not the best motivation, to say the least. So one has to listen to their heart always. Even Buddha said, don't just accept what I say. Test it out. See if it works. See if it's right. So what to say about gurus these days? So it's not that you can't get some help from teachers and so-called gurus. You can, maybe. But the whole path is learning to listen to yourself, learning to find out what you want and what's good for you, and to keep your own eyes open about it. And if somebody gives you advice that seems right to you, are you listening to them or are you listening to yourself? You're listening to yourself. So if you don't trust yourself, that's where it gets murky. Because if somebody says something that seems okay and to you, but you're not really in touch with your real feelings about it, that's how you get, you know, into situations that cause suffering for yourself and others. So it's really a question of learning to trust yourself and recognizing that God lives in you as who you are. Nobody can give you that. Nobody has to give you that. Anybody says they're going to give it to you, as my grandfather used to say, God bless him. Somebody says, the longing in my voice, calls to the goddess in her that she was unaware of, but is a familiar presence. It feels transforming. Is this possible? Of course. That's what this whole practice is about. It's about, essentially, about transformation and listening to our what's going on in there. And when I chant, I'm also moving deeply into that longing to be at one with love, to be in that love all the time, whether you call it the goddess or the god or this or that, doesn't matter what you call it. So of course it's possible. Absolutely. Has to happen. Somebody else, does chanting the name of Jesus Christ have a similar effect of chanting Ramakrishna? Of course. Jesus Christ was an incarnation of God. Christianity has a lot of rules and regulations about that and a lot of definitions that personally I don't buy into. But that doesn't mean I don't believe in Jesus. I do. Absolutely. He was a great being, a bodhisattva, an enlightened soul. But I don't know that organized Christianity is always plugged into that the right way. How do I deal with psychological fear? I've been suffering a lot lately. My mind says the craziest thing ever. Well, this is really tough times. Very tough times. And there's so much fear and anxiety and suffering going on in this world right now that everybody's feeling it. So a lot of the fear we feel is not our own. It's in the atmosphere, and we take it as our own because we can't tell the difference. But there's tremendous atmosphere of anxiety and fear in this world right now. So it's the same answer that I give for everyone. Do some practice. You must do some practice or your mind is going to eat you alive. That's what practice is for, calming our asses down. Disentangling us from the constant flow of thought that eats us up, that pushes us around, that manipulates our emotions and our fear and all that stuff. All that stuff is not who we are. It's something we are aware of, and we think we are like that, and so we act like that. One has to find a way to dilute the glue that holds us to these emotions like fear and anger and shame and grief and selfishness and just anxiety these days. But you can't think yourself out of a prison that's made of thought. You can't think yourself out of a prison, out of the fear. It's made of fear, every thought. One has to find a way to release the thoughts again and again and again. And really try to land somewhere on the ground. You know, really land on the earth, ground yourself, get out of your head. But if you need other types of help, that's also fine too. You know, counseling, therapy, antidepressants, things like that. Anything that gets you through the night is a good thing. So don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Can I ask for a divine sign or something that helps me to trust more my own path? The signs are there all the time. We just don't see them. Once again, don't look for something outside of yourself so you can trust yourself. Does that make any sense? When you're looking to trust yourself, anything you find out there that gives you some kind of message, it won't last. Because the distrust is what you're feeling. So work with that feeling. Let it go. You have to let it go. You have to disentangle yourself from those kind of feelings and unidentify with them, which is not something you can push a button to do. Spiritual practice, calming oneself. That's how we begin to do that kind of work. And that's not easy. You know, most people don't give a shit about it. Even if they talk about it, they don't do the practice. So if you don't do it, you continue to suffer. And you continue to create more suffering. And if you don't see that, then of course, there's nothing you can do about it. So, I was once on a, I once drove the hospital van on one of the AIDS rides that they used to have. I'm not sure if they still have them. Every year they used to have these phenomenally huge AIDS rides where hundreds and hundreds of bike riders would ride from like LA to San Francisco or San Francisco to LA. And they also had one in the Northwest, in Minnesota, Minnesota to Chicago. And they had one in Texas from Austin to Houston to Dallas, I think. So one year on that ride, I drove the hospital van and I would just cruise around and pick people up who were not making it, who were like, you know, passing out and sick, couldn't ride anymore. It was really hot. So, So one day I was driving, it was just outside of maybe Dallas. And on the side of the road, I saw a big sign, right? And it said, "You've been looking for a sign. This is it." So, you're the sign. You're the sign. And it's helpful to find people who are also on the path, who are working on themselves. Maybe meditating, maybe doing yoga, asana practice. It's helpful to have some kind of satsang because we're all so lonely and so isolated this last year. Now that it's lightening up a little bit here, we think that it might be more possible to hang out with people more. We'll see. But sangha is very important. Satsang is very important. The group of seekers on the path. And that way you'll see you're not alone in your distrust of yourself. And you will begin to work on it in the way that you could work on it. Okay. I am new to this path and sometimes I have doubts. I don't even know what this path is, but anyway. I suppose it's from fear that I'm going against the organized Christianity I was raised with. I know it's all in my mind, maybe, but sometimes I wake up and think, what am I doing? What would I do there? She asked me, what would you do about those thoughts? I do try to let the thoughts be, but I just wish those thoughts wouldn't arise. Wishing those thoughts wouldn't arise is a thought. And there's nothing you can do about thoughts. You can't stop them from arising. Where are they? You're going to shoot them and kill them as they go by? Where are they? Where are they coming from? Where do they go? Just practice letting go. And you'll see how sticky this particular issue is for you. And that's good. That's really good that you see that. If you don't see it, you'll think it's not there, but it's there. And you don't see it, you can't do anything about it. So if you see it, you can look at it. You can work with it. You can try to see what is it in yourself that won't allow you to trust your own heart about what you want to do and what you need. Why aren't you enough? What does it matter what anybody says? These are the questions you could look at in the issue like that you're talking about. The reason I got into this stuff is because this was the first Indian stuff for me was the first stuff that I came across that actually talked about working with yourself. Nothing in my background, my religious background, ever spoke about how to be happy, how to find love, real love, how to overcome my neurotic bullshit. That's why I got interested in this stuff, because I was looking for answers. I was looking to find something. So you are maybe kind of, you know, like not there, here, halfway there, halfway not there. So it's good work to do that. Look at yourself. What is this? What is this fear that you're feeling? Look at it. It's not you. It's a feeling. It's a thought. It's an emotion. It may seem real, but it's not true. There's a difference. Would you chant to Ganesha first to remove obstacles before chanting to other deities? Or is it okay to chant to any, etc., etc.? It's okay to do whatever you want. That's what it's okay. Follow your heart. We talk, we say Ganesha, Hanuman, Ram, Sita, as if we know what these beings are. We don't. We have not had direct experience of what these beings are. Just because somebody says you chant the Ganesha to remove, remove obstacles before chanting. What does that even mean? We don't know what Ganesha is, who he is, what it is, what it means to even chant to him. Why does chanting him remove obstacles? Because somebody said so? Hanuman and Ganesha are very similar that way. They're both obstacle removers and destroyers of suffering, etc., etc. But we don't really know what that means. So just be at ease in yourself. Be at ease in yourself and follow your heart. Don't worry about all the rules and regulations. We're not even qualified to even get in the game yet about that stuff. And that's okay. Maybe we don't need all those rules and regulations. Maybe the name, any name that we really sing will bring us what we need, what we want. And we don't need to follow all those rules and regulations. How do I deal with the God concept in 12-step meetings? I tend more towards the Buddhist no-God approach. That is an absolute misunderstanding of the Buddhist path. Buddha actually never said, he never asked the question of whether there is or not a so-called God. Buddha definitely recognized all the deities and the heaven worlds and the worlds of Brahma, etc., etc. But the creator God of the whole universe, he never answered that question. He only gave teachings to help people extricate themselves from suffering and become liberated from suffering, become enlightened. He didn't deal with philosophy. He dealt with technique and the mechanics of how the mind works and what you can do to free yourself from suffering. And it's the same with the idea of no self. That's very misunderstood by Westerners, by a lot of people. So you don't know if there's a God or not. You don't know if there's a creator God or not. Where'd you come from? If you could figure that out, then let me know. And if on the way to figuring that out, you'll learn a lot. If some people like to believe in that, fine. That gives them strength. You don't have to judge them and think that you know more, because you don't. You just have your own ideas just like they do. And they're no more correct or less correct than anybody else's. So that superiority thing, you know, you have to deal with that. In 12-step, you'll deal with it if you really do it. All right, gotta go. Am I cranky tonight? I don't think I'm cranky. maybe a little bit.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
Trying to remember that Hanuman mantra. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Next week. I'll learn it. I'll remember it this week and I'll sing it next week. Bajalo ji Hanuman. 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 Shri Guru Charan Saroja Raja Nija Manu Mukur Sudhar Varano Raghubara Dhamala Jasu Chodaya Kupalachar Buddhihin Tanu Janike Sumiram Pavan Kumar Siyaram Balamuni Vidya Dehu Mohi Varu Klesa Bekar Tyavara Ram Chandra Parje Sharam Jaya Hanuman Gyana Guna Sag Jaya Pisati Hum Loka Puja Ramadurta Atulita Baladham Anjani Pnipatra Pavana Sutanam Mahavira Bikram Pajarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesang Kanchana Varana Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kanchita Kesa
Atta bajra ora dvacha beraje Kande muja jane usaje Shangara suvana kesari nanda Teja pratapa maha jagabanda Vidhyavana puni ati chatu Ramakaja karibe ko atu Prabhu charita sunibe ko rasiya Rama lakhana sita manabasiya Sukshma rupa darisya hindakava Vikata rupa daralanka charava Ima rupa darisura sanghari Ramachandra ke kaja sanghari Aisa nivana lakana diyaya Shri Raghubira Harshi Uralaya Raghupati kinhi Mohot Baraya Tumamama Priya Varatai Sammabhaya Sahasabhadana Tumaro Chasagala Asakahi Shri Pati Kankalagala Sanakadika Brahmadi Munisa Arada Sharada Saita Ahisa Yamakubera Digapala Jahanti Kabi Komida Kaisake Kahanti Mupakara Sugriva Inkina Rama Melaya Rajapada Dina Maro Mantra Bibhishanamana Lankeshwara Vairabha Jagajana Gasahasta Jojana Parabhana Ilyotayi Madhura Palajana Prabhu Mudrika Nelimukamahi Chaladilangi Gaya Acharajanahi Udukama Kaja Jagatake Jeti Gama anugrat maretete Amaduvare tumarakovare Ottanagya binupesare Sab sukla hai tumhari sharana Tumara chaka kahu kodarana Apana teja samaro ape Ino loka hanka tenkampi Utpisashana katana hiyave Mahavira chabanama sunave Nase roga hare sabbapira Chapata nirantara hanumatabira Sankatate hanumana churave Anakrama bachana dhyana jolave Sabhapararamata pasviraja Inake kaja sakala tumasaja Ormanorata chokoelave Sove amita jivana palapave Charon yuga paratapa tumhara He parasid jagat jiyar Sadhu santa ke tumarakavari Asura nikandana ramadulari Asht sindhi no nidike data Asavara dina janaki mata Ramarasayana tumare pasa Sadhara hora gupati ke dasa Tumare bhajana rama ko pave Janama janama ke dukabhisarave Antakala ragubara pura jaye
jahan janam hare bhakt kahai aur devta chitan darai hanumat se sarv sukh karai sankat kate mite sab peer jo sumere hanumat valabir jay jay hanuman gosai kripa karo guru dev kinai jo sat bar paath kad koi chitahi bandi mahasuk hoy oya pare hanuman chalisa oya siddhi sakhi garisa tulasidas sada hari chera ije nat hrdaya mahandera avan tannaya sankat harana mangalam mudati rup siyara ramalakhan sita sahita hrdaya basur surabhu Avar Ram Chandra Padaje Sharanam Mangalam Murti Maruti Nanda Sakala Amangala Uranikanda Mangalam Murti Maruti Nanda Sakala Amangala Uranikanda Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sitaram, 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 Jai Sitaram, Sitaram. Sitaram, 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 Jai Jai Sitaram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Jesiaram Jede Hanuman Sankatamochan Krupanidhan Jaya Bajaranga Bali Hanuman Karuna Sagar Krupanidhan Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sitaram 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 Jai Sitaram 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 Sitaram, yes, Sitaram, 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 yes, Sitaram. Sitaram.
Thing about a path at all. It's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy. That all of us be healthy and have enough to eat. And may we all live in peace And that ease of heart, at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care, please. Take good care, and whatever you can do for anybody to help them, do it. Much love. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.